From the slaughterhouse to the farmer's market, or maybe we should call this one not a market, but rather a farm stand. Inside Indiana University's Memorial Union, they've started selling local produce once a week to students, faculty, and staff. Maybe this is a sign of where the local food economy is headed. Our very own Annie Corrigan has this report.
It's Wednesday morning on the Indiana University campus. Walk inside the Indiana Memorial Union and you'll see fluorescent lights, flat screen TVs on the walls, and a few tables of vegetables in baskets.
Today we are running a small farmer's market.
Zachary Knudsen stands at a cash register. He's the director of purchasing for Sodexo at the IMU.
We have kale, we have fresh green beans, we have
Amanda
zucchini,
Abrams is ringing up customers.
Watermelon,
it hasn't been too busy today,
squash,
but she's sure business will pick
zucchini,
up once students come back
squash.
To campus.
We have cantaloupe, watermelon, green peppers.
The variety is impressive, and it all looks to be in pristine condition. I ask Knudsen the question you'll hear over and over again at any farmer's market. Where did this food come from?
So what we've asked our vendor to do is basically collect produce within a 150-mile radius of Indianapolis. That is what we consider, or that is our definition of local. And they put it onto a list for me, basically. And I select out 10, 12, maybe even sometimes 15 items. The food got here 2 days ago on a refrigerated truck from Indianapolis. As far as how it was procured from the farm, I actually do not know that far in the supply chain.
And there are no farmers here today to vouch for their products, so that's where the conversation stops. That's right, no farmers at the IMU Farmers Market. So should they even be calling this space a farmer's market at all?
I mean, I think maybe it's a farm stand.
Steve Holt is a food and nutrition writer. He recently penned an article for Civil Eats titled Five Ways America's Farmers Markets Have Evolved. You can picture a farm stand, table on the side of the road with produce on it. There's a jar in which customers drop their money, and the farmer likely isn't there. To talk about what a farmer's market is, Holt started with the government's definition.
The USDA says a farmer's market is defined as a multi-stall market at which farmer producers sell agricultural products directly to the general public at a central or fixed location, particularly fresh fruit and vegetables.
There are also social transactions that take place at farmer's markets between customers and producers. In some ways, he says, those transactions are even more important than the financial ones.
You know, I also want to make room for a broader definition of farmers markets, you know, in sort of the 21st century that, you know, might include social media interaction and maybe an online marketplace. I think increasingly these virtual spaces are supplementing the physical market spaces and allowing producers to connect meaningfully with more customers than ever.
Local growers also have more buyers than ever, like distributors that connect them with institutions like Indiana University. This could explain why direct-to-consumer sales have stagnated in recent years, even as the number of farmers markets across the country has ballooned. Holt suggests this isn't a sign of decreased demand, but increased supply, as farmers diversify how and where they sell their food. To say it another way, farmers aren't putting all their eggs in the farmer's market basket.
You know, markets are tough on farmers. You know, you've got to pack everything up. You have to guess roughly or exactly how much produce to bring. Sometimes you're driving hundreds of miles to the market, so there's gas involved. You know, if you don't go yourself, you pay for someone to drive and to sit at the market in your place. You're constantly marketing your product while you're there. You know, giving out samples, engaging passersby, calling out what you're selling, you know, and that can be difficult sometimes for farmers who are used to spending long periods of time alone in the fields. And so, you know, I hear from producers a lot that markets can be a tough sell, you know, from a financial and economic perspective.
Customers, too, have many more ways to engage with local food. But traditional farmers markets are still important spaces for certain groups of people, particularly immigrants.
My local market here caters to a large number of Central American immigrants, and they're able to find some foods at the market here that they can't find anywhere else in the city, because producers know there's a market here for that in my neighborhood in particular, and they are growing those foods. And these are, and people will line up before the market has even started, just so that they, because those are the things that sell out first.
Veggies like chipilín and hierba mora, which Holt says are popular among his neighborhood Salvadoran immigrants.
$3. Okay.
There's nothing out of the ordinary for sale at the Indiana Memorial Union Farmers Market, or let's just decide to call it a farm stand. Abram says there is one unique thing at this farm stand that could draw customers.
You can't beat the prices, because they're just pretty much set at wholesale.
60 cents for a bunch of kale, 75 cents for a spaghetti squash. She says the IMU isn't in this to make money, they just want to provide a service to students and staff.
There you go, Shannon.
You're welcome, Amanda.
Thank you, ma'am. Uh-huh.
And maybe cheap prices could tempt new customers to engage with their local food system. For Earth Eats, I'm Annie Corrigan.